So we've come to our last Sunday in this sermon series that we're calling We Are Blakemore, about our value statements as a church. We spent the last 5 weeks prior to this one doing lots of different things in worship, haven't we? Haven't had too many traditional sermons. We've had a conversation down in the Fellowship Hall. We had a presentation last week about Raise the Roof Academy, and we've done all kinds of interesting things around communion as well. So thank you for your flexibility and patience over the last several weeks. I hope that the change of pace has been good for us. Today we get back into a more kind of normal routine as far as our worship service goes. But we've explored these values about what it is that makes Blakemore the church that we are. We've talked about all those different ones that we've listed in the bulletin. And so today we come to our last statement. We value life as forgiven and reconciled people in God's grace. Now, valuing life can mean lots of different things, and there's lots of different directions we could go this morning. Think about all the topics in our society today that have to do with life and valuing life. Abortion is always a hot button issue. All the violence in the world, terrorism, wars all across the world, the whole Black Lives Movement, all of these things have something to say about the value of life, don't they? How we value people, who we value, all those different things. Think about abortion in particular and the life that is valued there. And there's nuance in this, right? That I think everyone can agree that we want to value the life of an unborn child. And at the same time, we want to value the life of the mother and her decisions. And so how do you balance those two when they come into conflict with each other? We think about the Black Lives Movement and the kind of the counter movement of All Lives Matter. And of course, we want to say that all lives matter. But can we truly say that until Black Lives Matter, until the lives of people in minority situations matter? So how do we live this out? How do we truly value life? So rather than addressing some of these things, what I think would be most helpful for us is to take a step back and to ask the question, why do we value life? Why is life something that should be valued? And when we answer that question, it might help us understand some of these other issues and how to address them and live faithfully in the midst of those. So why is it that we value life? And I think there are four responses to that. The first is that we value life because it is a gift. Life is a gift. When you think about every single day is a gift. No day is guaranteed for any of us. And so each and every day is a gift. Life itself is a gift. It's amazing to think about the universe and all the expanse and everything that there is, and that somehow from carbon and hydrogen and oxygen and all these other elements, they have come together to make life. That we can get up and move around and breathe and talk and think and love and do all these things. Life is truly a gift. Jesus tells a parable that illustrates this a little bit. In Luke chapter 12, he tells the story of a rich man who has spent his whole life gathering up possessions and accumulating wealth. And he's gotten a lot. He's got all these different things, and he has so many crops that he doesn't even have room for all of them. That his barn and his storehouses are not big enough. And so he decides that in order to have enough stuff to just enjoy life, that he has to tear down his barns and build new ones. And so he tears them down, and then that very night, his life is taken from him. He wanted to spend the rest of his days just sitting back and relaxing and enjoying all that he had accumulated, all the wealth that he had gained. And yet, even the next day wasn't guaranteed for him. Every day is a gift. And what if we saw life that way? That every single day is a gift. Nothing that's guaranteed, but something to be celebrated, to rejoice, to enjoy. What if we saw life in that light? Our own lives, but the lives of others as well. We value life because it is a gift. We also value life because it is good. Life is good. Now, not everything in life is good, though, is it? We look around and there are all kinds of terrible and horrible and bad things in the world. Wars raging on, violence acted upon people, poverty, disease, all these kind of big issues that we look at and see, and sometimes those can cause us to question whether life really is good. I've been learning about two things in particular that are bad in life. One is racism and racial prejudice. We've been having conversations each Sunday at Clark Memorial United Methodist Church, one of our African American churches. And it's been amazing and powerful and both just ripping my heart out and also offering encouragement to hear some of the stories that folks have gone through. Things that have happened in their lives because they're not of the same race, the majority race that I'm part of here in the United States. And then 2 weeks ago on Wednesday night, we had someone come and talk about human trafficking. Oh, what a terrible, tragic, awful thing in the world. And I think unless we have our eyes open to those kinds of things, we're just living in illusion. And so I'm not under the illusion that there aren't terrible things in the world. There certainly are. There are awful and horrible things that happen. In our own lives, we experience some of those sometimes. Disease diagnosis, depression, addiction, all these things that can be bad in our life. But yet, even in the midst of all of those negative things, those bad things, those horrible things, I still believe that life is good. I mean, think about all that is good in life. Think about the smell of chocolate chip cookies baking. Oh, man. Think about sitting outside and watching the sunrise or the sunset. Think about your first kiss. Think about a conversation, a deep conversation with a close friend. Think about all the good things in life. There is so much beauty and goodness and joy in life. On Wednesday night this past week, we talked about the stories of creation in the Bible. And in the first story, God creates the world in 7 days. There's light and there's darkness, there's day and there's night, there's the waters that are separated and all these things. And in the end, God creates humankind and looks at all that God has created and says, it is very good. Life is good. Even if there are tragic things that happen, even if there are bad things that happen, life is good. And that's part of why we value life. The third reason that we value life is that it is sacred. Life is holy. If life is a good gift, James chapter 1 verse 27 tells us that every good gift comes from above. That God is the source of all of our good gifts. And so life comes from God and is therefore sacred and holy. Scripture in several places talks about how we are knit together in our mother's womb, that even from the very beginning, life is a gift from God, shaped and molded. It is holy and it is sacred. As a pastor, I have the opportunity sometimes to be with people either at the beginning of life or at the end of life. I've presided over many funerals. I've been there as people have breathed their last breath. My grandfather, in particular, I remember. My mom's dad. On my mom's side of the family, the whole family was there in Ashland, Kentucky, growing up. There were 8 of us cousins and aunts and uncles and my grandparents. My great-grandparents were even there. But my grandfather was sick for a while, and we knew that he was dying. And so we all gathered together in his hospital room, and all the cousins and my mom and my aunt and my grandmother were there as he died. And it was one of the most holy and sacred moments that I've ever been part of. Because I knew that life was holy and sacred. And then with babies being born, what's better than going to see a new baby, right? Holding a small child. What a gift and a joy that is. What a privilege it is to baptize children in our church. The reason we have ceremonies and rituals around birth and around death is that there is something inside of us that knows that life is holy and sacred. And so we have these kinds of rituals to celebrate and to recognize and to acknowledge that God is present in those moments and that life indeed is sacred. And then finally, the fourth reason that we value life is that life has a higher purpose and calling and reason. And that's what our passage from that Deanna read for us really focuses on. It talks about how when we're first born, we're of the world, basically, that we are living for ourselves, that we are doing all these things that are just kind of natural. But then God moves in our lives and we experience the grace of God, the love of God, the forgiveness of God, and life changes. And we realize that life can't be just about us and getting what we want anymore, but it's about other people, about sharing God's love, about doing good works in the world. And so life has a higher purpose and a higher calling. It's not just about us and what we want, but it's about what God is doing in the world, what God desires for one another and for the world. And so we value life for all of these reasons. We value life because it's a gift. We value life because it is good. We value life because it is sacred. And we value life because it is part of a higher calling that God has. And so, friends, part of what I want you to hear this morning is that your life is valued. Every single person in here has a life that is valuable. It's valuable to me, it's valuable to our church, it's valuable to you and to all of us gathered in this place, and it's valuable to God. Your life is worth more than you can even know and understand and imagine. Friends, God, the creator of the world, took on human flesh. And Jesus Christ gave his life because your life is that valuable. You are that important. You are that loved. And friends, when we experience that love and grace, that reconciliation through Jesus Christ, it changes everything. And we are called to make a difference in the world. But it's not just your life that is valuable. It's everyone's life that is valuable. All the people sitting in this room, all the people in Nashville, all the people all around the world, their life is valuable. And sometimes we don't treat all those lives with value, do we? But that is our call as the people of God, to recognize the value in each and every life, and to live our lives in such a way that each life truly is valued. And so, friends, let us acknowledge the value that each of us has, and let us live our lives so that every person, every single person, is valued and loved. Amen.